门下涌出来。
And 47, the river flowed from the temple.
为什么会流出来呢？
Why was the water flowing?
因为这个圣殿完全合乎神的标准。
Because this temple fully,
according to the,
was fully according to the
measurement of God.
Measurements of God.
然后呢，这里告诉我们呢，这个是往东流出。
And this tells us that the water flowed from the east.
啊，这也是告诉我们呢，真教会从东建立。
And this also tells us that the true church came from the east.
那我们来看第三节开始啊，这个河它是非常的大一条河。
And from verse 3, we can see that this is a very big river.
啊，第三节。
Verse 3.
他手拿着绳往东出去的时候，量了一天就使我趟过水，水就到果子谷。这里告诉我们呢，那个先知啊，用这个尺子啊，量一天走的时候，那个水还很浅。
This tells us that when the prophet was measuring with his measuring rod, the water was very shallow for about 1,000 cubits.
我们知道我们去如果去什么古巴啦，或者是去佛罗里达啦、夏威夷啊，都会去海滩玩嘛，哈。
We know that if we go to Hawaii or
Florida. 啊，海滩玩水啊，通常都喜欢哦，在很热的时候，在海滩那个最浅水那个地方啊，踢踢水啊，感觉很清凉。
We will want to go play in the shallow waters.
啊，那么那个水啊，直到那个果子谷啊，还很低，还很浅。
Because the water is still very shallow at that point.
感觉很凉快，啊，又可以随意的控制自己。
And we feel very cool in the water and free.
啊，你可以在那个那么浅水当跑步啊，跑步，啊，你不会受到限制。
Because we do not feel any resistance from the shallow water when we walk in it.
啊，这个就是水到一点点这个 ankle 那边啊，这果子谷啊。
That's because the water just reaches the ankle.
这个告诉我们什么呢？
What does this tell us?
如果一个人刚得圣灵，
If a person first received the Holy Spirit,
让我们知道这个活水代表圣灵嘛。
We know that the living water represents the Holy Spirit.
刚刚开始的时候，圣灵没有很充满。
And in the beginning, the Holy Spirit is not that fulfilled.
那个时候很自由。
And at that point, the person is still very free.
没有说得圣灵讲灵言。
Of course, he can speak in tongues because he received the Holy Spirit.
啊，很喜乐。
And he's very joyful.
但是呢，这个时候圣灵不是很充满。
But the Holy Spirit has not fulfilled him.
我想做什么事，我还是可以去做。
So no matter what we want to do, we can still do it.
啊，我想很自由，做我自己的主人。
We can freely be our own master.
所以你常常看到啊，有一些慕道者第一次来就得圣灵。
So some true seekers come and at the first time they receive the Holy Spirit.
是不是第一次来得圣灵就一定最好呢？
But is it a good thing to receive the Holy Spirit the first time one comes?
不一定。
It is not necessary.
有一些人第一次来得圣灵，哎，结果没有怎么样，我那么容易就得到了。
And some people feel that, oh, well, it's so easy to receive. I came here first time.
啊，没有多久又不来教会了。
And then after a while, they did not come.
因为圣灵虽然有，但是圣灵的水很浅。
Although they have the Holy Spirit, the water of the Holy Spirit is very shallow.
他完全还是自己做主的。
And he is still his own master.
这个是第一个阶段。
This is the first part.
那么我们再来看第四节。
Let's look at four.
他要量了一天之后，使我趟过河水，我看过水，水就到了膝盖。
And he measured another 1,000 and led me through the water. It was a knee deep.
因为你再走出去一天之后呢，那个水就深到膝盖那边去了。
Because after walking another 1,000 cubits, the water became as deep as the knee.
为什么到膝盖呢？
Why did it reach the knee?
到膝盖就是代表啊，那个行动已经开始有点不方便了。
And this tells us that one's movement is not as free anymore.
啊，不可以跑了。
You cannot simply walk.
但是还是可以走路。
But you could still go some ways.
只是开起来有点走路起来有点不好走。
Oh, you can not run, but you can walk, but it's not as free.
这个代表啊，一个人啊，如果得了圣灵之后，继续的祷告。
And this tells us that after one receives the Holy Spirit and keeps on praying,
啊，有点被圣灵增加了，充满多一点点了。
Then the Holy Spirit fills this person a bit more.
啊，他就圣灵的水啊，就当到那个膝盖一样，让他感觉到说，哎，我做什么事都开始想到说，哎，到底神啊，要不要我这样做呢？
And then for everything that this person does, he will ponder upon whether it is God's will for him to do that.
没有那么自由了。
He's no longer as free.
我会想到神了。
He will think about God.
但是这个时候呢，自己的意志还是比较大。
However, one's own will is still greater than that of God.
想说应该没关系吧。
So he will say, "Oh, it should be okay."
啊， 神应该会放过我吧。
And God will forgive me.
啊，所以就会说，哎呀，为自己找一些借口了。
So I will find my own way.
啊，看看这个电影，看一看而已，又不是去做，应该没关系吧。
I should be able to watch this movie. It's not like I'm going out to do it.
新的主，哎，偶尔安息日忙啊，一个月少来一个礼拜，主耶稣会放过我吧。
And if I'm busy and I don't have to go to church for one week in a month.
所以有来也可以，没有来也知道不对，但是还是可以不来。
Although he knows that it's incorrect not to come to the Sabbath day, he still feels it's okay.
这个第二个阶段。
And this is the second stage.
第三个阶段呢？
What's the third stage?
啊，这是我们再来看第四节最后一句。这个说再量一千周呢，使我烫过水，水都到了腰了。
And then later on, after 1,000 cubits, the water reached to the loins.
我们知道当水到腰的时候。
Or to the waist, and when the water reaches to the waist,
你就不能很容易的走路了。
Then you cannot easily walk.
你只能站着。
You can only stand.
啊，走的话也走得很慢很慢。
If you walk, you walk really slowly.
但是如果水一大的话，都会把你冲走了。
But if the water becomes too great, it will wash you away.
但是你还是可以站住。
But you could still stand.
这个时候呢，就代表圣灵再充满一点。
And this shows us another stage of the Holy Spirit's fulfillment.
这个时候啊，就内心的征战就很大了。
And here we have very great internal struggles.
这个时候，肉体的力量跟圣灵的力量是相等的。
And here the physical strength and the spiritual strength within us is about the same.
做圣灵，我们看那个拔河哈，拔河比赛啊。
When we see
the tug of war,
tug of war.
啊，你看两队都一样势均力敌的时候。
If we see both sides having the same strength,
那个绳就不动了，哇，
then the rope will not move.
但是你看是不动，其实那个时候的 tension 啊，那个绳子受的压力是最大的，随时会断掉。
But then, even though the rope does not move, you can see great tension in the rope, and it might break.
我们看罗马书。
Let's look at Romans.
罗马书第七章。
Romans chapter 7.
啊，那这个时候最痛苦。
And at this point, you have the most internal pain and struggle.
啊，罗马书第七章。
Verse 7. Chapter 7.
第十八节。
Verse 18.
罗马书第七章第十八节。
Romans chapter 7 verse 18.
我也知道，在我里面，就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。这个就是保罗的心声啊。
For I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot do it.
保罗已经信了主了。
Paul already believes in God.
有圣灵了。
He has the Holy Spirit.
圣灵还没很充满的时候。
But when the Holy Spirit is not fulfilled.
所以说啊，他要立志为善，由得我，但是做不出来。
He knows what is right, but he cannot do it.
起码他知道什么是好的。
He knows what is right.
如果没有圣灵的话，或者圣灵很浅的话，完全不知道什么是好的。
If the Holy Spirit is very shallow, then you would not know what is right or
good. 做坏事也不会良心责备啊。
And their conscience will not strike you if you do bad things.
但是圣灵已经到腰这个程度了。
But once the Holy Spirit reaches the stage of the waist,
他知道要做好事了。
You know you have to do right.
但做不做得出来呢？
But can you or do it or not?
又好像做出来，又好像有时候做得出来，有时候做不出来。
It seems like you can at sometimes, but cannot sometimes.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
故此，我所愿意的善，我反不做；我所不愿意的恶，我倒去做。
So he.For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I do.
啊，就是他那个水到底要的时候，好像你要走得动，但是如果水要涨的时候，你就被推，所以两个在挣扎。
So at the waist, it seems like you could walk, but if the water gets a bit higher, then it will resist you.
第二十节，若我去做我所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的恶做的。二十一节。
21.
我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。二十二节。
22.
因为觉得按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律。二十三节。
23.
但我觉得肢体中另外有一个律，和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。二十四节。
24.
我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢？保罗啊，这是把他自己的最内心的挣扎讲出来而已。
Paul speaks about his greatest inner struggles.
这个挣扎每个人都有。
And everyone has these.
只是不是每一个人有勇气讲出来。
But not everyone is able to speak it out.
有一些人是眼睛。
Sometimes people struggle with their eyes.
明明知道不应该看那些东西啊,
they're not supposed to look at certain things.
但是又很想看，忍不住。
But they really want to look at it.
尤其是嘴巴。
And some of people's mouths.
明明知道讲这种话是不造就啊。
They know it's not good, not edifying to say certain words.
明明是不应该说谎的。
And these are words that should not be said.
不小心就说出来了。
But accidentally, these words are said.
每次说完之后要悔改。
And afterwards saying it, they regret.
老是在悔改，跟再犯罪再动。
But then after they say it, they repent and then they go in a vicious cycle.
尤其是脾气不好。
Some people have bad tempers.
明明知道不应该脾气那么大。
They know they should not have a bad temper.
但是忍不住发脾气。
But,
忍不住发脾气啊。
But men will have, will lose control of their temper.
每一个人那个脾气的爆炸点都不一样。
Everyone has a different stage where everyone can control their temper differently. And sometimes people get mad at their children easily.
像我最近喂饭了，帮忙家里喂那两个，我每天喂饭都发脾气，真的是很不好。
And for me, when I feed my children, I get mad.
当然不是真的是很大的乱打发脾气，只是说，哎呀，为什么他们不吃饭，我会那么生气呢？
Of course, this is not very bad temperament, but I still get angry.
所以每一个人都有这个挣扎。
So everyone has a struggle.
当我们圣灵还没有完全充满的时候。
When the Holy Spirit has not fully
fulfilled us.
Sometimes we can walk ourselves, but sometimes the Holy Spirit will...
Rebuke you. 所以这个时候最痛苦。
So this is the most difficult and painful time.
明明知道要读圣经，但是就读不下去。
We know we need to read the Bible, but we cannot.
明明知道要去教会，但是有时候就很懒。
We know we need to go to church, but sometimes we are lazy.
不去也不行，去到就觉得很痛苦。
It's not good for us not to go, but when we are here, we feel very painful.
这个是人的心态啊。
This is the heart of man.
明明想奉献，但是明明知道奉献十分之一，但是就是那个钱就拿不出来。那个支票的时候写的时候，还是下一个月开始。
We know that we need to give our tithes, but we cannot write the check.
所以就是挣扎。
So this is a battle.
所以这个时候最痛苦。
This is the most painful time.
所以要再量出去，不要留在这个腰这个地方啊。
So we should not stay at the level of the waist. We must go forward.
我们再看回来以西结书第47章。
Let's look back at Ezekiel 47.
47章第5节。
Ezekiel chapter 47:5.
又量了1000轴，水变成了河，使我不能趟过。 因为水是瘴气，成为可浮的水，不可趟的河啊，请读。
Again, he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass through, for the water had risen. It was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be passed through.
哇，这里告诉我们。
This tells us.
这个河再出去的时候。
That after going out in the river.
已经不是一点点水了，是一个河了。
It's no longer a little bit of water, it becomes a river.
已经不可以走路了，你脚底已经。
You cannot touch the bottom, so you cannot walk.
不是游泳池的，是一个深海的，是一个河了。It
is not a pool, it is a river.
这个时候，你唯一的选择就是放松啊，浮起来，让水把你浮起来。And
at this point, you only have the choice to let the river take you.
当你让你浮起来，水要冲这里，你就去这里；水要冲那边，你就去那边了。
So wherever the river takes you, you will go.
这里就告诉我们，当圣灵很充满的时候。When
the Holy Spirit is very fulfilled.
圣灵的工作很大的时候。When
the work of the Holy Spirit is great.
完全的改变了我们。Then
it will change us completely.
把我们的自己的旨意冲走了。It
will wash away our own will.
把我们改变成了另外一个人了。And
it will change us to a different person.
这个是最高的一个层次。And
this is the highest stage.
我们看看约翰福音第14章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音第14章第30节。
John chapter 14 verse 32.
30节, verse 30.
Verse 30.
14章第30节。
Chapter 14 verse 30.
以后我不再和你们多说话，因为这世界的王掌道，他在我里面是毫无所有的。 这是主耶稣讲的话，非常宝贵。This
is the precious words that Jesus had spoken.
主耶稣说，这个世界的王快要到。Jesus
says that the rule of the world is quickly coming.
世界的王很厉害的。And
the rule of the world is very great.
他有很多很漂亮的东西。He
has many beautiful things.
很荣华富贵。And
these are precious and
splendid in the world.
Splendid and worldly.
很多罪恶的引诱。And
it has much evil.
如果看到会让人很动心的。And
if we see it, then it will move our hearts.
但是主耶稣怎么说呢?
But what does Jesus say?
他在我里面什么都没有。He
has no power over him.
就是说，魔鬼的引诱对他来说已经不吸引了。
It means that the devil has no control over him.
啊，不用挣扎才胜过了。
And there's no battle.
完全没兴趣对那些东西。
He has no interest in any of those things.
已经完全被圣灵引导了。
Because the Holy Spirit has full control over him.
哇，这个就是圣灵啊，最高的境界，把我们当水啊冲啊，我们只能让圣灵带领我们。
And this is the highest stage of the Holy Spirit, where we can only let the Holy Spirit take us where He wants.
这个不是一天一两天可以达到那么高的灵程啊。
And this is not something that can be reached within one or two days.
一辈子啊都要追求的事情。
It is something we have to pursue our entire lives.
如果今天呢都是圣灵在我们当中那么强大的时候，
If the Holy Spirit is within us and is so great today,
我们心中就不用挣扎了。
Then we do not need struggles in our hearts.
不用挣扎，来教会还是不用来，当然就很想来，神已经充满我了。
We don't need to struggle whether or not to come to church.
看到某一种节目，说根本就不用挣扎，这根本就没兴趣看，我是喜欢看圣经，喜欢看神的话语。
And we only like to look at the Bible and the words of God and nothing else.
奉献的时候根本不用挣扎，这个东西本来是神的，主啊，我全部都是你的，你全部拿去也没关系。
And we offer tithes to God, we don't have to struggle at all because we know this belongs to God.
完全的控制了我们。
The Holy Spirit will completely control and master over us.
成了一条很大的河了。
And it has become a great river.
这个都是我们要灵修最高的目标。
And this is the highest goal of our spirituality.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
So our dear brothers and sisters.
今天呢，圣灵的水啊。
The Holy Spirit's water.
的活水啊。
The living water.
在我们的身体哪个部位呢？
What is the stage in our body right now?
是让我们踢一踢啊，玩一玩啊，很凉快啊。
Are we just playing in the shallow waters?
或者是在那个膝盖。
Or are we at the knee?
有点不方便啊。
And when it's not as convenient.
还是用自己的意思呢。
However, we can still use our own type of thinking.
还是到腰了。
Or is it our waist?
一半一半。
It's half and half.
总是在挣扎当中。
And we are in the middle of battle.
总是在悔改当中。
We are in the repentance.
然后再犯。
And then we will sin again.
还是啊。圣灵啊，完全的让我们浮起来，我们完成圣灵的引导。
Or has the Holy Spirit completely lifted us up?
所以那个水啊越来越大的话，从第六节啊开始啊，就有很多的这个功效了。
So from verse 6 onwards, we can see that once the Holy Spirit's fulfilled, there's a lot of results.
这个水啊变成什么呢？
What does the water become?
第一点啊，第八节啊，这里就告诉我们，这个水往东流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海所发出的，必流入沿海，使水变甜。
In verse 8, it says that the water will flow from the eastern region, and when it goes down to the Arabah, when it enters the stagnant waters of the sea, the waters will become fresh.
普通的海啊，盐分大概4-6%。
The percentage of salt in water is about 4-6%.
但是这个沿海啊。
But in the salt sea, in the salt water, dead sea.
盐分差不多20%。
There's about 20% salt in the dead sea.
它是全世界最低的地方。
It is the most lowest elevation in the world.
所以啊，这个沿海啊，一点鱼都没有。
So therefore, there is no fish in that sea.
咸死了。
Because it is too salty.
这个沿海啊，很多教训在里面。
And there are many teachings in the Dead Sea.
这个沿海啊，是从物质上的沿海啊，是从约旦河那边流下来的。
The Dead Sea's origin comes from the Jordan River.
有进口，没有出口。
There is an entrance, but there's no
outlet. 我们应该想说有进没出应该越来越多才对啊。
So, in our thinking, we think that if there's only an entrance and no outlet, then the water should become more and more.
这个地理上相反。
But, however,
it's opposite.
This is the opposite.
从物质上来看，这个沿海越来越小。
The Dead Sea becomes smaller and smaller.
为什么？
Why?
盐分太高了。
Because the salt content is too high.
里面长不东西出来。
Because and nothing can come out of it.
太阳很大。
And the sun is too strong.
把它蒸发掉。
And evaporates the water.
所以那个水越来越少。
So the water becomes less and less.
今天科学家告诉我们了，如果再不补救的话，这个沿海也会消失掉。
And the scientist tells us that if we do not do something about it, then the Dead Sea will disappear.
所以告诉我们。
That tells us.
我们对人对神啊，不要像沿海。
That we should not be like a Dead Sea to man or to God.
不要太吝啬。
We should not be too.
Too stingy.
Stingy.
你们说，我的钱赚那么少，怎么可以奉献十分之一呢？
We should not think, oh, I earn so little money, so how can I give out the tithe?
等我赚多一点才说吧。
Wait until I earn a little bit more.
不舍得给神。
We do not want to give it to God.
我的钱那么少，怎么可以用来接待弟兄姐妹呢？
We have so little money, so how can we receive brothers and sisters?
我要多一点，我要多一点。
I need more.
结果有进没出，越来越少。
If there's only an entrance but no outlet, then we become less and less.
有进没出，越来越穷。
If there's no outlet but an entrance, we will become poorer and poorer.
个人是这样。
Each one of us is like this.
我看到很多其他地方的弟兄姐妹哇很 stingy 啊，结果每次去都是一样穷。
And I see many stingy brothers and sisters, and every time I see them, they're just as poor.
有一些人哇，很舍得的。
But some people really are able to give.
很舍得奉献，很舍得帮助弟兄姐妹的。
They're very willing to give and to help out brothers and sisters.
很奇妙，神没有让他们越来越穷。
But God does not let them become poor.
慢慢的让他们改进。
Slowly and slowly, they will become have more.
有一个传道人，他以前是开餐馆的。
There's a preacher who originally opened a restaurant.
他已经开餐馆了。
And when he opened that restaurant,
有些弟兄姐妹啊来到他餐馆，他就让他们吃。
And some of the brothers and sisters came to his restaurant, and he let them eat for free.
外国来访问的，他就来我们餐馆吃，免费。
And if people came from outside the country, he would let them eat for free.
大家都说哇，怎么可能哇？那么大家其他弟兄姐妹开餐馆，觉得他说哇，你傻了，让他们白吃啊。
But other brothers and sisters thought he was insane because how could he let people eat for free?
他说没关系，我接待信徒。
But he says no problem, I receive the members.
就我每一次接待完信徒。
But every time he receives the brothers and sisters,
他的餐馆的生意啊。跑起来
The business in his restaurant increases.
结果其他信徒看到了
And other brothers and sisters see this.
不可以只去你那个餐馆，也要去来我的餐馆了。
They say that, oh, you cannot just have these brothers and sisters go to your restaurant.
福气要分一点给我们了。
So because you must split some of the blessing.
好了，你们也可以接待了，不跟你们争大家一起接待没关系。
And then he says, okay, I will not fight with you. You can also receive.
所以跑去别人的餐馆，他的生意本来就回到正常了，没有说超级好这样子。
And so when they go to other restaurants, his blessings are less.
所以真的是接待有福气。
So therefore, there's blessing in receiving members.
教会也是一样。
The church is the same.
有些教会受了奉献。
Some churches receive offerings.
是舍得花。
And they want to spend.
花在传福音方面。
They spend it in spreading the gospel.
舍得花在有用的这个教会的圣工，还要帮助别的教会买会堂
And they spend it on the holy work and help other churches buy their churches.
或是花在圣工方面
Or they put it on the holy work.
我去过一个教会，就是要几年花钱。在这个传福音机票结果信徒更热心，奉献钱越多。
And then I know a church that spends their money on the holy work and in buying plane tickets, but their members become more fervent.
有一些都不舍得花的，我们这个钱越来越少了呀。
But some churches do not want to give, and so their pool of money becomes smaller and smaller.
要省一点不能乱花。
They think they have to save. They do not want to spend.
教会的钱要省，但是应该花的还是要花。
We should save the church's money, but what should be spent.
这个越省越来越少，真的是有进没出，越来越少。
And so therefore, when there's an entrance but no outlet, it will become smaller and smaller.
要活水啊，要变活水啊。
So therefore, we have to become living water.
我去非洲的时候
when I went to Africa,
有一个地方有一个井
There
is
a well.
教会旁边有个井。
There's a well by a church.
这个井是属于教会的。
And this church well belongs to the church.
那我聚会的时候就看到很多那种邻居的小孩过来打水。
But then I see the neighbors' children coming to draw water.
我就问教会的人说，为什么他们进来用我们的水
？And some of the members ask, why do they use our water?
为什么不锁起来
？Why do we not lock the well?
人就是这样嘛，这是自私的想法嘛，自己的为什么不人家打水
？And this is our own selfish thinking.
他说邻居嘛。没关系嘛，让他们打嘛。
But then the church members said, well, just let them draw water because there are neighbors.
我们平常也用不到。
We cannot use all this water.
一个礼拜才有一天。
There's only one day a week.
如果我们锁住。
If we lock the well.
下个礼拜再打开。
And we open the well next time.
那个水就不新鲜
Then the water will not be fresh.
会臭了。
It will smell.
你越打，水就越进来。
But if we draw more water, then more water will enter.
水越干净。
And the water will become cleaner.
地下水嘛，都是这样。
And this is type of underground water.
所以这个活水井我们不要当沿海
So we should be like this living well. We should not be like the Dead Sea.
那么这个沿海呢，也是全世界最低的地方。
The Dead Sea is a lowest elevation in the world.
代表人的心很黑暗。
And this tells us that the heart of man is very dark.
充满了罪。
It's full of sin.
因为我们知道盐太咸了，咸是很好有味道，但是太咸就变苦了。
And we know that salt has taste, but if there's too much salt, it will become bitter.
今天人心都像沿海一样很苦。
But hearts of men is like the Dead Sea, it is bitter.
长不出多好的东西出来。
We cannot say good things.
你看路上的人。
We look at the people in the street.
每天赶的只是为赚钱。
They only rush to earn money.
只是为了享受。
They only want to enjoy.
每天开车的人。
And every time when people drive.
那么赶，没有好的那个脾气了。
They rush and they do not have good temperament.
所以这个世界的人就像沿海。
So the people in this world is like the Dead Sea.
但是如果神的灵 神的活水流到沿海呢?
But if the water from God flows to the Dead Sea.
第八节啊，这里说啊，它作为死水就变甜了。
In verse 8, it tells that the water will become fresh.
哇，这个是改变我们的心啊。
And this changes our hearts.
我们知道，脏的水流到干净的水，只会污染那个干净的水。
We know that if dirty water flows to clean water, it will only dirty the clean water.
物质上来说啊，干净的水流到脏的水，不可能把水变干净的。
So logically,
clean water
if clean water flows to dirty water, it cannot clean the dirty water.
那属灵上可以。
But in the spirit, it can.
只要神的灵来了。
As long as the spirit of God comes,
充满我们。
And it fills us.
改变我们。
It changes us.
本来很苦的。
And it was originally bitter.
充满仇恨。
It was full of hate.
充满情欲。
It was full of anger.
充满失望的。
It was full of despair.
神可以改变我们。
But God can change us.
变成有水，有甜水。
So that we become like fresh water.
水变甜了，就有生物出来了。
And once the water becomes fresh, there will be life.
水变甜了，就有鱼了。
If there's fresh water, there's fish.
水变甜了，就有树木在旁边了。
And if there's fresh water, then there will be vegetation on the side.
今天我们的心是沿海呢，还是是已经变活水了？
So do we have a heart that is like the Dead Sea, or do we have living water?
但是呢，我们看第十一节很
重要。Let's look at verse 11.
只是离邻之地，早在世之处。不得自号，必为炎地啊。
But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for salt.
为什么这样讲呢?
Why does it say this?
因为神的水已经进去了。
Because the water has already come.
但是有一些人不顺服圣灵啊。
But some people do not go according to the will of the Holy Spirit.
啊，把它踩啊。
They step on it. They step on the Holy Spirit.
那个水，一点点水，不是很多水，但是要加些泥，就变泥土了，就变泥泞之地了。
There's not a lot of water, but once the water comes in, it becomes a muddy ground.
所以主耶稣虽然来了。
So although Jesus comes.
文士法利赛人不听啊。
The Pharisees did not listen.
那么大的明显的神迹也不听。
And they don't even
The miracles so great.
Oh, the miracles are so great, but no one listens.
神的话语那么好，但是他们听不进去。
And the word of God is so good, but they cannot accept it.
不改变自己啊。
They do not change themselves.
对，活水也没有办法改变他们。
So even living water cannot change them.
反而变得更糟糕。
And eventually they even become worse off.
因为主耶稣而跌倒。
Because of Jesus, they have stumbled.
今天我们不要当泥泞之地啊。
And let's not become this.
不要以为说啊，好了，我有一点水就够了，但是就跟泥土混在一起。
Let's not say that, oh, we have a little bit of water is good enough, but instead we become muddy.
没有改变了。
We must change.
所以这一章活水很重要。
So living water is very important.
好了，我们现在剩下十五分钟。
And we have 15 minutes left.
我们再次做一个最后的祷告。
Let's pray for the last time.
祷告当中，我们思考这两天我们学习的神的话语。
And in this prayer, let us ponder upon the teachings we learned the past 2 days.
求主帮助我们做一个神所喜欢的工人。
And let God make us a worker that He loves.
也求神帮助复兴我们卡塞利艾明顿的圣工。
And let us ask God to help support the holy work in Edmonton and Calgary.
太多工作了。
There's too much work.
太多新移民来这边了。
And there's too many new immigrants.
我们怎么样才可以传给他们呢?
How can we spread the gospel to them?
除非圣灵同在，不然不可能。
As the only thing is if the Holy Spirit is with us.
所以提议啊，大家我们重新开始啊，这个复兴祷告的运动。
But from now on, we should start to exercise our prayers.
在温哥华，我们的最近都有很多家人啊，我们约好晚上十点钟在家里祷告十五分钟，为教会圣工。
Now in Vancouver, there are many families who start praying at 10 o'clock.
我们知道，我们自己每一个人每天晚上都会祷告。
Holy work, we know that every night we should pray.
但是如果一家人可以聚集祷告的力量，就更大了。
But if we pray together as a family, then the strength of prayer will be stronger.
这起码夫妻或者是父母孩子。每天晚上要一起祷告。
So, husband and wife should pray together, and or the children and their parents.
如果每一家可以在同一个时间祷告的话，力量就更大了。
And if these families pray at the same time together, then there will be more strength.
好，所以神都会继续在这边同工的。
And God will work within or here.
那我们也要为明年的这个开始，要为明年的这个全国大会来祷告。
And then we should also pray for the upcoming NCC.
我们也特别为 Brad Trace 啊，他的牙齿很痛，求神帮助医治。他说感谢主，昨天有好很多了，我们求神继续帮助。
And let us also pray for Brother Trace who has a toothache. He says that it's improved a little, but let's continue to pray.
那么我下午坐6点钟的飞机回温哥华，请大家也继续为我祷告。
And also pray for a priest Preacher Young because he'll take a 6 o'clock flight back to Vancouver.
27要去古巴，下次回来再给你们看照片了。
And on the 27th, he'll leave for Cuba.
我不会去玩水了。
He will not play in the water.
但是如果有得还的话，也可以考虑一下。
But even if there is, he might think about it.
但是最好是可以有福音可以传的。
But the best is if there could be the spreading of the gospel.
下个月也有温哥华的学生灵恩会我们这边还有艾明顿都希望多一些青年的可以去，也为这个事情代祷。
And next month there will be the SSC held in Vancouver. We hope that Edmonton and Calgary Church members can go.
也就是为 Jack 祷告他的情况比较不好。
And let's also pray for Jack, whose situation is not good.
全部到前面来，我们请执事传道帮我们按手祷告。
And may the deacons lay hands.